I imagine it's been a little while since, you know, you've asked somebody, how's your liver today? Yeah, I never thought about it, really, until my wife got sick. She had hepatitis, and for many months I learned how vital the liver is. Never thought about it before. The filtration plan of your body. We've got all kinds of toxic materials pumping into us every day, and medicines that we take, and foods we eat, and our liver keeps those poisons from getting into our bloodstream. Now, liver disease like hepatitis or cirrhosis can cripple you or even kill you. That is, if the poison can't be filtered. See, it's deadly if the poisons don't get filtered, and they get into your bloodstream. And there's one toxin that is on the loose that has a very long history of being a killer. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about poison in the bloodstream. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is going to come from Matthew chapter 27. I'll begin reading from verse 18. And you're going to see the identification of perhaps one of life's most deadly toxins. We're in the middle of one of history's most ironic and most tragic episodes. Israel's Messiah has come in the person of Jesus Christ. And yet, ironically, it is the religious leaders who are clamoring to have him executed. They bring him to Pilate because they don't have the authority to put him to death. And there was a sobering footnote here as he is on trial before Pilate. You may have read past it many times. It's sort of a spiritual EKG that looks inside the human heart. What makes people so mean, so critical, so destructive? And it identifies that awful poison in the human bloodstream. Here's what it says in a little footnote to the trial of Jesus. For Pilate knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. In the words of the King James Bible, out of envy they had delivered Jesus up to him. Oh, they offered a lot of smoke screens. They gave other reasons. A lot of it was spiritual talk. There were religious reasons, and they sounded very, very spiritual about it. But you know, the real issue, the real bottom line, was envy. Jesus was delivered up because of it, it says, and people are still being delivered up because of envy. Here's what the dictionary says envy is. A feeling of discontent or jealousy, usually with ill will at seeing another's superiority, advantages, or success. You see, envy is a denial of God's goodness, a denial of God's faithful provision for his children. It's saying, you know what? He's got one and I don't. How come? How come I don't have any? It's not fair. And it often causes us to crucify people with religious words, of course. But envy is a poison in the bloodstream. It always starts with comparing. You can't envy unless you first compare homes or children or beauty or privileges, or you compare opportunities or clothes or positions with what somebody else has. Isn't it interesting that one of the Ten Commandments of God is, you shall not covet? And you know what? You'll never covet if you don't compare. It always starts with comparing. Think of someone you've been critical of lately, maybe negative toward them. When they come around you, you start getting some dark feelings. I wonder if you'd be honest enough to examine your motives today. I mean, could it be envy at the root? You've seen what you perceive to be maybe their superiority or their advantages or their success. Ask yourself this, if envy is in my life, Lord, who's the object of it? Envy gets all dressed up, starts to deliver someone up for destruction. It is an ugly poison in the bloodstream. Pray for the person that you might be comparing yourself with and envying. Call envy by name. Trust your shepherd to give you what's right for you. And filter out that poison of envy, because believe me, it's a killer.